From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Carrying my almost 2-year-old daughter like a football under one arm and fumbling a grocery bag with the other, I ran to catch a bus the other day and was relieved to slump into one of the few remaining seats. I wiped my brow, sighed, and nudged Emmeline's knee. "We made it," I cheered, remembering not to spike her. An elderly woman leaned over to whisper, "Congratulations," and I nodded, telling her that I couldn't possibly walk all the way with a small child in the groceries, especially if one of them decided to kick and scream. "No, no," the woman interrupted. "I mean congratulations for, you know, being with her." She made it sound like Emmeline was a leper, but I knew what she meant, although I recognized it was an odd sentiment to award someone praise for simply being with this child. Over the past year and a half as a stay-at-home dad, I've grown accustomed to it, because it happens all the time. The first time, I was walking with Emmeline to get a cup of coffee the morning after she decided sleep was best suited for other children. I was tired, cranky, and in desperate need of caffeine, so I barely heard the homeless man sitting on the sidewalk say, "You're doing great. Keep it up." Usually, however, it's older women. Women who see Emmy and me laughing together on a bus or holding hands on the sidewalk. At least once a week, they stop us and say things like, "Great job," or, "You're the best." And I can picture these women in a different time, an era when it might have seemed odd for a man and child to spend their work days reading in a park or pushing each other on a tire swing. But now, apparently, it's cause for celebration. I told my wife about this phenomenon and asked whether she had ever been praised while simply walking around with our daughter. "What?" she said. "They praise you? You? Didn't you just let her fall off the changing table?" I dropped the subject, but it left me thinking. Is the parenting bar so low for dads that merely being there earns accolades? Or do moms ever earn impromptu pep talks as well? Parenting is hard work sometimes. It'd be nice if everyone had a cheering section. With a Perspective, I'm Mike Adamick.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.